So this is an un-show, and I have a confession. I'm a little bit of a lightweight. Watched the Coyotes game at the bar that's right at the corner of my near where I live, and I was so focused on the Coyotes game that I actually agreed to a 32-ounce pint or 32-ounce drink, which I never drank. And like I said, I'm a lightweight. So I had that plus, you know, another one. And the Coyotes won. So it's an exciting night. And that's exciting for Deadpan. That's relevant to Deadpan because we do this playoffs thing. So because the Coyotes won, that means that the Energizer Bunny must watch either the Cutting Edge or the Phoenix Lights documentary. And other playoff series that are done, Nashville beat Detroit. That means Retro must watch either the Dukes of Hazzard 2005 or the Predators movie, the recent Predators movie. And I'm sorry, Rhett. Vanimon must watch either L.A. Story or Born in East L.A. because Los Angeles beat Vancouver. And we always give Vancouver to Vanimon for obvious reasons. Actually, neither one of those are terrible movies. And in the... What are the other series? Oh, no one cared about the St. Louis versus San Jose, so that series didn't matter. Pittsburgh lost to Philadelphia, so Sinful must watch either Rocky Balboa or The Village. And I'm truly, truly sorry, Sinful, because those are two terrible movies. And the rest of the playoff series are as yet to be determined. We'll determine those next week. Next week will be a full episode, somehow or some way. It will be a full-length episode. Because I will have your... Ear Buddies comment, because you owe it to me, motherfucker. And actually, I have some content that is a precursor to the Deadpan Meetup. And actually, if you need info about the Deadpan Meetup, then you need to send me an email, jack@jackmangan.com, because there are decisions are being made, and the meetup is... The preparations for the meetup are basically in the finalizing stages. Anyway, the first of the week, the first comment of the week, Just a Joe said, "Oh wait, Ellipsis, what are we talking about?" Oh no, wait. He said, "Really, I'm more partial to Cougars. Oh wait, Ellipsis, what are we talking about?" Vanimon said, "I don't remember Don Ameche in that movie." Sinful said, "Got room in the gutter for more." Colon, laugh, colon. Amy Bowen said, "Retro said, quote, 4, great job in your HF segment. I know you invested a lot of time into it and it shows. Thank you. Also, congrats to your son. Good night, Mush." Just as Joe said, Ellipsis, the Virgin, I mean. Finding the dragon is a different task. Desert Pixie said, "The afternoon, I dreamt of a demented Mickey Mouse Fantasia interactive theme ride slash dinner show. Incredibly bizarre. I came out at the end of it with a wizard hat slash shawl thing that I had no idea what to do with it. This is what I get for working a night shift tonight." Retro says, quote, "I'd sonic screw in the morning, I'd sonic screw in the evening, till screwing was done," close quote. Okay. In the first of the week, Vanimon says, "If I had a sonic screwdriver, Ellipsis." Bonus comments of the week, Espy says, "The keynote speaker at this conference is a former Undersecretary of Defense, and he talked a lot about war and defense spending. Interesting a bit." The Energizer Bunny says, "Star, shedding a tear, star." And finally, Desert Pixie says, "Monday recap. 1, Coyotes win. 1A, Mike Smith is an ironclad Gumby in front of the net. 2, a crowded bar full of Yotes fans cheered loudly. 3, Coyotes win. 3A, Gilbert Brule and Kyle Chipchura should always be line mates always. 4, enjoyed a Breckenridge oatmeal stout. Thanks, Lopan. 5, had a mini celly at home for this historic day, beer included. And 6, People of Walmart, sexy and I know it, video is incredible." Wow. So, yes, this is an un-show, but I'm going to share a not dumbass memory. Is that, you know, one of the coolest days I think I ever had was, now this was actually during the, this was probably about 10 years ago, maybe even 11 years ago. I don't remember exactly how long ago, but I actually had to, was in New Jersey, had to drive my grandmother home. You know, it was about a 2-hour drive to where she lived from where we were. This may or may not have had just something to do with the wedding preparations. And so it's just, you know, I drove her home and it was just the two of us in the car for about 2 hours. And we just had, you know, the most amazing conversation. You know, she was in her 90s, and you know, I was in my 20s, and we just had this great candid conversation. She talked about, you know, younger days and parties she'd been to, and I remember a story about a cake where, you know, she went to this group she'd been invited to do a speaking engagement in California, and she went. She was kind of not prepared for what it was. She said she was a little bit embarrassed, you know, that she showed up, and they had this cake where the cake was in the shape of a nude woman with the cherries and funny spots. And, you know, it was really an incredible experience, you know, talking to her that way, in that candid way. And, you know, I'm definitely proud to have given my daughter's middle name is after her. So I would encourage you, if at all possible, then, you know, make that connection if you can. You know, I'm definitely appreciative of that moment. Like I said, that's probably one of my all-time great conversations in this life. So, all right, Deadpanites, we're having our Deadpan meetup 2 weeks from now. As I said, I really, truly intend to put out the next Deadpan full-length episode next week. There will be content that is relevant to the meetup, but you need to stay tuned here for Deadpan meetup information. Don't be shy to email me if you need info, and don't be shy to post on the comments page if you need meetup information. My email address is jack@jackmangan.com, which for you who needs to send in your earbuddies content, that's where you will send your file. Or if you don't have any way of recording it, then you can call the voicemail line. That's 480-788-JMDP, 480-788-5637. All right, it's been a celebratory night. Hopefully tomorrow night the Devils will win and I can celebrate a Game 6 victory and not have to watch fucking Cocoon. But, you know, if I have to watch Cocoon, then I will. And I'll congratulate Amy Bowen and the Florida Panthers. But anyway, I will cheer on the Devils tomorrow night. And I will say goodnight, Mush. Thank you all for participating in Deadpan. We fell just short of 400 comments for the week. I know we have some people on the road and, you know, everyone's busy and there are things like Facebook and other life distractions, but let's, even in the ramp up to the meetup, let's at least surpass 400. Let's make 500 the target, but let's make 400 the consolation prize for the week, for this unshow, whatever fucking number it is. All right, Deadpan. Good night, Mush. And, we will talk in the comments page and you'll hear my voice again next week. Joan Collins wins. Good night, Mush.